What's going on, everybody? I know y'all miss me. I'm back pimping and talking, and we're gonna have us a good old time tonight. And if you outside, I said, put the ox on, goddammit, and tone your girl up, because I got something to say. I got something to say, goddammit. Before I get into my topic, I definitely want to say this. I know I got a lot of people that's for me. That's for your girl, my real friends and family. I know y'all for me and y'all for Pimp Talk. This not for y'all. I know I got some people who don't really fuck with me, but still stay tuned to motherfucker Pimp Talk, and I appreciate them for that. But then you got the motherfuckers who listen to me and judge me and report back to motherfuckers saying that I'm talking about them this, that. Listen. I'm not on this mosh pimp talk, goddammit. I'm not on here to bash no motherfucking body. This is not for that. I'm not on here to bash nobody, talk down upon nobody, nothing like that. My family, friends, nothing like that. This is all about the truth and my opinion. Some may be facts, some not. But I'm not taking time out of my day to come on here and talk to y'all. To talk about the next motherfucker or bash the next motherfucker. That's not what I'm about. Never been. So for all the motherfuckers that listen to me just to judge me or judge my situation or to say I'm talking about somebody when I'm just simply telling it like it is. And if I am saying something wrong, I always correct myself or say something before that. But for the motherfuckers that's on here for the wrong reasons, y'all can get the fuck on and suck a big black dick. Excuse my language, but kids should not be listening. Go suck a BBC and stop worrying about me. Stop. I'm 25 years of motherfucking age doing shit. I've been doing this shit for a long motherfucking time now. Since I was 7 motherfucking 10 years old. Been talking my shit. Now I just have a platform to talk my shit to everybody. But this ain't, I'm not doing this to bash nobody, my friends, my family, no, none of that. If you ever take offense to what I'm saying, another thing, if you ever take offense to what I'm saying, please, please feel free, friends, family, foe, whoever, please feel free to hit your girl up. Come on, they don't take nothing but, hey, Shauna, I heard Pimp Talk, woo, I just got a few, we could chop it up about whatever. But don't wait no long time to a motherfucker then been off the subject and then come back to my and I'm talking about them, because I don't talk about nobody. We put that up out there now. Fuck, that's, I want to get that on up out there right now. I'm just pimping and talking, that's all, and go to work in the morning. That's all I do. I don't come on here and talk about nobody. The shit I go through in my life, real shit, it's the real shit. I don't need nobody acting like that delusion ain't shit happened, because it happened. I remember. I smoke a lot of weed, but I ain't dumb. Put that out there right motherfucking now. Okay, now the topic for today is... I don't really know how I want to word it, but I'm going to just say it. Like, I see it a lot on the internet. It's a fucking big thing. Men. I'm always on y'all ass. It's always something with the men. But men. Or women. I could say women too. Men and women. Would y'all allow y'all significant other to have a best friend? Best friend. And I'm talking about, I can't even say, you know, how to describe the best friend situation, because people call people their best friend, however that may go. But I'm saying of the opposite sex. I should still have said that too. Like, would you allow your man to have a female best friend? And women, would you allow your man to have a female best friend? Did I say that right? Yeah. Okay. So, and a lot of people say, like, they don't fuck with that. Like, my brother literally just told me, I say, hell no, she can't have no male best friend. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's an insecurity thing, or maybe I'm using the wrong word. Jealousy, it might be. I don't know, but it depends. I would say it definitely depends. Like, how long have this been your best friend? And I need to know, like, what comes with that? You give it up if that make a little sense. Like, what, like, have y'all fucked? Are y'all fucking? You give it up, I'm saying? Like, how long? Like, I need to know, have y'all ever been in a relationship? What type of friendship is this? Because me, I'm different. Like, I'm, and I've come across men who, I'm referring to myself. I've come across men who don't understand, like, a best friend title. I feel like they're used to a certain thing, like women calling men they friends, they fucking them up, so some shit like that. Me, if you know me personally, half of my friends are men. I literally have a friend group where it's women, and I have a friend group that's all men. I'm the only female. So my thing is, and I won't say I've never, because maybe they hurt, but ain't no female ever came up to me and said, them not your friends, you fucking them, or some shit like that in that order, however, you know, or it never came back to me that a female, you get what I'm saying? I'm just cool like that, and I've not even just cool like that, you get what I'm saying? Like, I just have different friends for different shit. Like, I grew up with these young men, you get what I'm saying? We've been friends since we was 15 years old, but I have a best friend. You know, I'm older now, so I don't necessarily be like, best friend. I mean, when we drunk, we probably do that. But I myself have a male best friend, and he's been my best friend since I was 15 years old. We never did none, never wanted to do none. You get what I'm saying? We've been friends since we was kids. My mama know, his mama know, his sisters know. I was in the room when he had his first child. Like, that's my best friend. And then I've came across men who I didn't explain, go into deep, but I'm just like, I have a male best friend. They, I don't like that. Or even just men, or even just me having male friends, period. Like, my male friends, we kick it. Like, I'm probably with the guys all the time. Like, I'm always with my brothers. Like, I don't play about them type shit. So I'm not, definitely, it's never going to come to a part where you make me choose. If you make me choose, I'm always going to choose them anyway. They've been my friends since I was 15. We've did a lot. They've helped me with a lot. You get what I'm saying? Vice versa. I will never get rid of my friends for a nigga. Especially if I know the friendship we have. I know there's not no nasty, goofy shit going on. Motherfucker ain't doing no crazy shit. I know it ain't like that. And these are my genuine friends. Like, our mamas know each other type shit. We grew up together. Did all kind of shit. No, I'm not dropping my homies. Now, for other females, it might not be that simple. You get what I'm saying? I know a lot of other females do a lot of other shit. You feel me? Damn, I'm gonna turn that off. I know a lot of females, my bad, y'all. I know females do a lot of shit. Everybody ain't one thou wow like me. I get that. But me, you know, being how I am, I do to get a lot of backlash from men I talk to or have talked to. You get what I'm saying? Like, they don't be fucking with that. And I just be like, you had to have been through some for you not to think that this is cool. Because some men understand that. Some men understand that. Not all men are so, I want to say, insecure. You get what I'm saying? Because I swear, I say that because if it was the other way around, and a female, you get what I'm saying, her man came around to my, he had a male best friend, the female be like, bitch, unless she know this person, that's what I'm saying. If this your female friend, your woman is going to know that. Like, I'm not finna have my friend, bitch, this my friend. Like, you only do sneaky shit when you're being sneaky. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if I'm not introducing this young man or young woman as my friend, a motherfucker is gonna get to thinking all kind of shit because you ain't told them nothing. You get what I'm saying? So you can't really say, well, she ain't have no best friend, because if I introduce my male friends to my man, like, these my homies, been my homies, I'm pretty sure he gonna accept that. Like, and then I have been with a person who did along the way accept it. Cause you, what the fuck can you do? Like, and you see where I'm at now, singing, hanging with my motherfucking brothers, kicking it with the wolves. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta, sometimes it's okay to stop and think. Sometimes shit do be a little childish. Shit do be, you know, motherfuckers done been through a lot, don't trust shit. It do got a lot to do with trust issues and all kind of shit, but once you grow the fuck up, once you grow up and realize, like, if this my woman, she's not going to do anything to jeopardize what we got going on. Vice versa with a woman. Like, if this is my man, he's not finna jeopardize what the fuck we got going on. And if he do, fuck him. You get what I'm saying? If this is not his motherfucking friend, fuck it. Like, but some people, I'm just trying to get y'all to understand, like, some people do have genuine friendships. Like, me and my best friend, that's been my best friend for, since, like I said, since I was like 14, 15. I can call him for whatever, not even just money, advice, anything. And he gonna keep me on my toes always. Like, never wanna see me do bad, always wanna see me do good. And that's with all my friends, boys and girls. Like, sometimes you just have to grow up and realize, like, damn, people do have people in their life. I'm sorry that, you know, a motherfucker grew up how they grew up. They didn't have nobody, you know. All the females you came in the counter with, you wanted to fuck or they wanted to fuck you. I'm sorry that you didn't have genuine friendships. Especially, like, as a kid. All my friendships come from high school down. Like, I still have the same friends from junior high, high school. You get what I'm saying? I still have my same friends. I've met a few, you know, friends here. I wouldn't call them friends, but I've met a few people along the way. I met a few people along the way. But the majority of my friends are my friends. They've been my friends. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like it just comes. You just have to let that old shit go. The old, don't trust people that. It's basically the internet. I'm sorry to blame it on the motherfucking internet, but it's the internet. The internet got y'all feeling like, you know, you can't, like I said, you can't trust nobody. Women ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. You get what I'm saying? It can't be your friend. You got to be fucking. She got to be doing something. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, y'all, people let the internet just get in their head. Or not even the internet. People around them. You get what I'm saying? They let their friends, family, influence their decision. You know, and it's just a lot. Like, me, I've always been my own person. I've always went with the flow. You get what I'm saying? I was never no follow the leader type bitch. You get what I'm saying? I went my own way. My friends was never no follow the leader ass people. We did our own thing, but somehow we all be thinking the same shit. You get what I'm saying? That's why I have the friends I have. Like, and my best friend, especially, like, we're this one and the same. They say your best friend's supposed to be a splitting image. You supposed to see yourself in your best friend. And I do. And I have a female best friend, too. I definitely do. But my male best friend, that's my heart. I wouldn't play with God about it. Let's play. But no, I wouldn't play. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's my heart. So, yeah. I just feel like, you know, a lot of people have different situations, different shit. Why they don't, you get what I'm saying, allow they significant other to have friends at all. Like, It's some females out here, even men out here, that don't even let they women have, I think I said it though, but don't even let they women have male friends. Like, what the fuck? And my male friends love for me to look. I don't be dressing down. I'm say that motherfucker probably thinking, she probably a stud. I ain't no motherfucking stud either. The fuck, I like men. I like BBC. I like men. And I like to look good. And when I go with my friends, my male friend, I be looking good. And they don't be acting all weird. They show me love. They make sure I know I look good. And we go outside and don't be weird. Like, I don't understand how some weird, especially since I'm older. Like, by us being older, we got to understand a lot of shit. Like, you don't have to accept a lot of shit. Like, you don't have to accept your significant other having other gender friends. You know, you don't have to accept that. But, bitch, if these my motherfucking people and they've been around before you, you got to kick the dust. Sorry for you, but bitch, I'm not letting go of my friends. That's just for anybody. So if my future husband, we go back 5-6 years from now, listen to this, baby, let me tell you, I love my friends and I ain't getting rid of them. None of my female friends or my male friends, they stuck with me for life. Be over my house so motherfucking much. We kicks it hard. Like, we can't even be apart from each other. Like, they're my people. So, yeah, and that's just me. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's not the same. Everybody don't have the same experience. Everybody just different. You get what I'm saying? So, everybody not so understanding either. Like, some people been through a lot of shit to where they don't trust people, don't trust shit. And I get that. But at some point, you have to allow yourself to grow. You get what I'm saying? You have to just allow certain shit. Shit, you may not even know. They might become your friends. You get what I'm saying? Like, people, I hang with cool people. Everybody I hang with, and I'm talking about hang with, that's my people, we kicks it. It's all love. You come around us, chill, kick it, smoke your weed, drink your drink. It's not going to be no judgment. You know, we're going to laugh, kick it. It's not going to be none of that. But, you know, when you go around other people, it might be, you know, different. So, I get it. Yeah. But, I just want to say, that's been a top before I end it. Y'all know it's coming to an end. Your girl be back next week or the following week. Yeah, I'll hit y'all with something the following week. I'm trying to get something good for y'all. I'm trying to prepare something for y'all. Yeah, but before I close out, I just wanted to say, that's been a topic I've been wanting to talk about for the longest. Like, that's just been something, because I always see that. I always see people talking about, would you allow this? And would you? It's not about what you will and what you won't allow. It's about, bitch, these my motherfucking people. These my dogs. Bitch, they coming in the door with me. If they ain't coming in, I ain't coming in. You get what I'm saying? I wouldn't even bring nobody around nobody if I was fucking them. Like, that's just me. Like, I know it's some scandalous bitches in the world, and bitches do, and niggas do what they do. But me, personally, and I'm pimping right now. You know, I wouldn't bring somebody around somebody if I'm fucking them. Like, that's just, I don't got time for that drama. I don't like drama. Like, I'm drama free. So you best to believe if I'm kicking it, these my people. Like, yeah, so I just feel like maybe surround yourself. This little advice for the people that's having that problem, who don't trust, you get what I'm saying, that significant other with having friends or whatever. I just feel like just allow yourself to grow. I know I said that, but I'm saying again, just, you know, allow that. If you want a healthy relationship, allow that. And if it goes wrong, then bitch, kick them to the curb. Bitch, why would you bring somebody around me? Fuck, why would you even act like this your friend? Like, I don't play like that. Then why would you play with me like that? You get what I'm saying? So if I just feel like if it's real and it's genuine, don't be no motherfucking bitch. Like, don't be a bitch about it. Cause I've never had that problem. Any person my brothers fucked with and I've came around, they know what it is. They know what it is. Oh, this your sister, this your girl. Yeah. I don't play about them either. I can fool right where I'm at. Come on now. It's just that simple. But yes, I missed y'all. It's going to be way more. I'm going to be back doing my thing like I'm usually doing, getting on y'all nerve. But I know a lot of y'all really come and support me and really love to just listen to me talk like my best friend, y'all. I swear. And I'm going to end this out of this. My best friend will play Pimp Talk anywhere we at. We could be in traffic. He'll turn it on loud as fuck, y'all. Y'all know I'm, for the people that know me, y'all know I'm a little shy and shit. I get to laugh and the shit, but my best friend, he don't give no fuck. He would play Pimp Talk wherever. So for the motherfuckers who really listen to me wholeheartedly, genuinely love me, I love y'all. And I'm definitely doing this for y'all. And I'm definitely gonna be doing some more for y'all. So don't even worry about it. Just continue to support me and continue to love me for me. You get what I'm saying? Don't judge me. Don't write my story for me. You feel me? Let me tell my own story, y'all, because I swear I got a story, y'all, like, and I can tell it, but just don't try to rush me to tell it, and don't make me feel bad for telling it. Yeah. Like, share, comment, subscribe, let me know what you think, and yeah, we're gonna go from there. Peace out.